Hi, everybody. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Sherpa short titled The Future's So Bright That I Gotta Wear Shades. And we've got a bunch of the media options team, including Drew, Chris, and Matthew on the show today. On Sherpa Shorts, we usually pick a domain topic or two and we dig into them for a bit. And today we recap 2024, talking about what were some of the things we learned last year, what were some of the biggest trends that we saw, and what is the team expecting to see in 2025 as we roll into the new year. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And big shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domains to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And also, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated. They are a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. And for domainers with large portfolios, email Brady at Unstoppable Domains and see if you qualify for their free transfer in promo. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. And with that, it is now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. It's a Sherpa short. The future's so bright. Let's get to it. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Sherpa short. This is where we usually pick a domain name topic or a domain article, and me and the squad will dig in and talk about it. Today, we actually have the media options team on here, and since we're kicking off 2025, like we said on the last show, all the way live in 2025, we're going to have the group do a little State of the Union, talk about what we saw in 2024, what was interesting, surprising, wins, challenges, trends, all that good stuff, and then what we're excited about, what we expect to see going into 2025, and you know, what we're getting ready to deal with and all that good stuff. It's exciting times, also crazy times. Really quick, you know, just to take a quick moment, you know, with thoughts, prayers, all that stuff, you know, like, you know, the situation in California with the wildfires, terrible, heartbreaking stuff. You know, there are a lot of ways and opportunities to help those folks out. So if, you know, people have an opportunity to do that, I would say, you know, we're trying to do some of the same. And, you know, but obviously some difficult things. We're 2 weeks into the year and are already dealing with some crazy stuff. So is what it is. But, you know, just know that we will keep it light like we try to do. But, you know, definitely thinking about what a lot of people are dealing with out there. That's pretty crazy stuff. So anyway, not to start the show on that kind of note, but I do think it's important to think about things outside of ourselves. And that's definitely something that we're all thinking about. So now with that, let me go ahead and introduce the squad over to my right. I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. Every Rosner Has Its Thorn, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. Arg. What's up, my man? How you doing? Happy 2025. What's good?
You know, I'm a Greybeard today, I'll tell you that. I'm great. Things are great. It's all good. Excited about, you know, kicking off 2025 here. It's off to a very good start. We've already got 8 figures in domain sales for 2025. So we are, you know, we're hitting the ground running fast.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's it. You know, sun is shining.
You know, that's it. All right. Well,
that's it. We're about to, you know.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let me go ahead and
Marxists are about to leave office. It's all good. It's all good.
Well, it is interesting. You know, I do want to talk about that a bit, you know, some of the political stuff as far as, you know, we've got a new administration coming back, right? It's, you know, back to the future. And it'll be interesting, obviously, to see how what that's going
to
mean.
Back to the future, you don't even know how there's a lot of layers to that statement.
Hey man, Marty McFly, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like,
convinced he's got a time machine.
One thing at a time. Let me just get through the intros. Let me get through the AKAs, and then we can get into all that kind of stuff. But anyway, all right. To my lower right, we got my boy Chris Zeiker, aka Zeiker's Island, aka World War Z, aka the Brand Whisperer, aka Zeik Tyson, aka Zeiker Jordan. You know, he is the man, the myth. He is that dude. Nobody, I always say this when I intro you, but nobody speaks into more high level decision makers on the buy side, on the sell side, when it comes to domains, you know, CMOs, CEOs, CFOs, you know, literally every day. And, you know, the dude that makes the wheel spin, man, that's what's up, man. I always appreciate when you come out from behind the curtain, not like you're hard to find, but you know, anytime we can get, you're like literally the toughest person to get on the show. And, so when we get you, we appreciate it. What's up, my man? I guess I didn't get the memo about the glasses though, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling.
protect our melanin or whatever it is. Yeah.
You know? That's it.
Gotta protect the melanin.
What do you mean? So is that what it was? Melanin something in the eye? I have these, but mine aren't as like, you know, I got these joints. So
yeah, you gotta have the yellow ones.
You gotta get your weight up.
What's the deal with the yellow?
Get your lens tint up.
Yellow is basically block more blue light than the clear.
Okay, but these are blue blocking. These are gooders. I got these joints. These are specifically, they call them modern day snake oil because they're like, is it for real? which is actually pretty
probably
funny.
A bad indication of the brand you bought.
Yeah, they're like leaning in. They're like, nah, this didn't really do anything. But now I feel
it's like it's not a scam if we tell them it's a scam up front.
Exactly. We're gonna lean in. There's no utility here. So maybe but the future's bright, man. Maybe that's why we're all wearing shades, right? The future's so bright, you gotta wear shades. Well, that's good. Well, what's up? What else is up, Chris, man? How you living? Everything good?
You know, I think just reiterating what Drew said, you know, let's roll, man, you know. I'm excited to hunt, excited to get moving.
Yeah. Well, you know, so January for us is always a critical month. In many years, it's our sort of biggest month. Often it is. But it's also our most important, right? You know, everybody kind of disappears for those few weeks around the holidays. And then, you know, by the time we're getting into this second week of January, it is like, it is go time. And, you know, always a very, very important time in our business. And, you know, we're already seeing it. I mean, things are cranking and it's really, you know, like I said, it's pretty wild. So, all right, well, cool. Well, let's keep it moving. Finally, last but not least, we got the one and only below me. We got my boy, Matthew Zeiker, AKA the kid, AKA Zeik One, AKA Matlock, AKA the first of his name, AKA Ragnar, AKA Matthew the Red, AKA Master Chief 25 in the building. What's going on, man? How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Ready for 2025 and all the craziness it's going to bring.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to be a good
year. So for you, Matthew, how long have you been now doing the domain thing? I mean, you're years in now, so this is like you're becoming a salty dog up in here, bro. Like this is
I've figured it out, yeah. I think beginning of 2021 was when I started.
Yeah, it's really funny,
so,
man.
Officially. You know,
goes fast.
This is your fourth year?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Like you're becoming like that dude, man. And I mean, obviously I get to work with you behind the scenes, so I get to see that, you know, the evolution and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's, you know, it's pretty awesome, man. You know, obviously you work hard, but you know, watching your success and getting to be a part of it is pretty cool. And, you know, it's all good stuff. And, all right, well, look, So we're all accounted for. Everybody's here. We're all rocking our shades. We're ready to roll into the new year. The future is so bright. And we have seen some success early. So, but let's, you know, before we get into some of the 2025 stuff, let's talk a little bit about 2024. Cause, you know, we've mentioned this a few times in these last couple of shows because, you know, obviously as we keep coming up on the end of the year and, you know, and having different guests and talking about some of that kind of stuff, what do we expect to see, trends, this and that and the other. This is kind of sort of the culmination of that, a lot of those conversations and that dialogue. And this would be the last time we really do a 2024, 2025. So this is that show for that purpose. So let's talk. I mean, 2024 was a big year for Media Options. It was a big year for domaining. I mean, how's everybody feel? And, let's start there. So, you know, what's good?
Art. Okay.
Well, I'll just say, I mean, AI was big, right? I mean, sold a lot of domains to AI, not necessarily .ai, right? But, that's a big trend.
I talked sell a few .ais, but yeah, for the most part, it was big .coms.
Well, and they were priced accordingly, you know, it was priced accordingly to how TLDs typically sell, to the budget, to why they're trying to buy the .ai versus the .com, you know.
Exactly.
That was big. I talk about trends quite a bit, like the three trends of every trend, right? It's like, first there's category defining, right? That comes in, then it's brand, then it comes back to category defining. So I think we're past the category, you know, we're past that first stage where it's, hey, direct, you know, category defining / direct category names. And now it's into the brand stage. I would say the peaks of the business in a sense were a little bit more, profound, right? So typically people take vacation in summer. So a lot more people taking vacation in summer, that part slowed down. I saw a lot of people just disengaging during the Christmas, New Year's, I think because Christmas is on a Wednesday and New Year's on a Wednesday. So like people took 2 weeks vacation. Yeah. So, you know, coming
out. It was
out
a long, I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was a long, felt like a dead space from like whatever it was, whatever that Sunday was, 20th, 21st, 20th, whatever it was. From that moment until like the 5th of January, 6th of January, it was just dead air. Like everybody was gone.
Well, I think they're getting it out of their system too. You know, it's like, you know, that's been pretty traumatic.
A lot went down in 2024. You know?
A lot went down in 2023. I mean, like, and you had the election in the United States, right? And you got elections in Europe. And so like, I think there was this, like, at least what I saw, like people were kind of pulling back a little bit during the times to pull back, which is good because I think you come back energized for this year. You know, we're already seeing engagements pick up significantly this year. I think so that was, you know, kind of some of my takeaways. The other takeaway is really, you know, brands. It's about the brand. Why do people buy domains? You know, it's about brand. Like they're buying them because they're building something, right? So, you know, every domain is an intersection of scaling, of building, at least the big ones, right? So there's the five buyer types, the hobbyists, you know, they're just buying it because it's a hobby. But when you come up, it's about building and scaling. And so that is the eternal trend. We saw that pretty profound acquisitions, you know, companies saying, hey, it's time for me to upgrade. I'm ready to do it. And then the other thing I would say is like, there's more familiarity with domains and with the impact. I shouldn't say it's not like overarching, but you know, the people that see it, there's more people seeing it. So that small percentage that still sees the impact grew because of familiarity with past companies they're with buying their domain, which I think is part of that reason we're seeing higher sales.
You know, to that point, I think that's a good one because Drew mentioned this even on the Tim Ferriss interview, right, where he said, like, you know, it's the second time founders, the third time founders, the guys who've been there before, you know, they seem to have a really deep appreciation for domain names because they get it. They've been through it, right? You know, we had a couple deals, you know, that we did with some big, big founders, folks that people know, who, you know, have been through this process more than once and obviously understand the real value of domains. You know, going up to some of the most successful, most wealthy people literally in the entire world, you know, with a real appreciation for domains and the role that they play in these, you know, in these businesses, these companies, these brands. I do think it seems like in a lot of the calls, and some of this for us is anecdotal, right? But, you know, just in a lot of the calls that we have, there seems to be less education needed to tell people about the value of domain names, right? It seems like
I think that's right.
You know,
there's less shots to the
conversation.
There's less shots to the price. 100%.
100%. It's almost become common knowledge that if you want a premium, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7-letter .com keyword domain name for your brand, for your company, you should expect to pay between $500,000 to, you know, a couple of $1 million, depending on the word. Like, that's pretty much common knowledge, unless it's a rookie founder who hasn't done this before. And, you know, they're just trying to hustle. But anybody with any street experience, basically, you know, sure, there's pushback. Sure, there's negotiation, like anything. But it's not shell shock the way it has been for the vast majority of my career.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years ago, it was like, you know, what's the price? And you'd almost have like a recoil, like an embarrassment to say, well, it's, you know, it's $1 million, but it's $2.5 million, but, you know, it's a great. No, now you can say it with authority,
right.
Say it confidently, and you can say it in a way that, look, if you don't want it, no problem. We're going to find somebody else that will. So it is a different conversation. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. I talk a lot about the three conversations on every domain sale, right? It's like what you want to pay. Everyone wants to pay nothing, right? What is it worth to you? What is the value? And what do they want to sell it for, right? So it's like seeing that value, seeing the ROI. If it's not a good fit, then hey, it's not a good fit, right? But yeah, how do you get the value? But yeah, price is definitely, it's an asset. And I think it's easier, at least I find it, I don't have that pushback as much as I used to, just because the unfamiliarity of it as an asset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's, you know, so, and that goes to some of what we talked about by way of trends, you know, having a little bit of dialogue as internally, talking about trends this year. You know, Ron Jackson asked the question, you'll see that in some of Drew's comments that, you know, when he publishes that article about, and really, you know, the two biggest trends seem to be one, the AI piece, right? And then as AI continues to sort of, you know, eat the world, I think, as Drew said, and what that means for, you know, companies being founded and funded, and then some of that stuff. And then, you know, the .AI piece is part of that kind of part in the mix. And then, you know, and then just the continued sort of increase in the value of premium.com domains, the understanding by folks of that value, and, you know, that just continued sort of growth and evolution, right?
Well, I'm sorry, Drew, you gonna say something?
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, this is like, I always say, you know, my videos, like, would you know your top price if it smacked you on top of the head? You know, you think of Meta. I mean, I don't know. Does Meta, the metaverse, I mean, is anyone even talking about the metaverse now? I don't see it anywhere, right? I remember people had offers of like 100,000 for their domain. I'm like, yo, take that. He's like, no, you don't understand. This is, you know, Meta, whatever, you know, this is the best thing. And I'm like, now it's dead. The same thing with AI. Like, how many people, you know, didn't understand there's a way to value a domain name? There's a customer type. There's 5 buyer types to look at your domain.
Yeah. The new Meta is this new virus out of China. Is the Meta Meta pneumonia.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
is that an actual thing?
Yeah. You got the new H whatever HM.
Oh shoot.
HMPV. I don't know what the H stands for. I forgot what it stands for, but HMPV, and it's the Meta pneumonia virus.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like, but you know, like how many, like, yes, AI is a trend. There's going to be a trend this year. It's going to follow the same three patterns of any trend. And if you miss it, you miss the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, real quick, I got to go back.
People are stupid and people are emotional.
But they're literally dropping viruses like it's the new, like it's a new iPhone, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
yeah, you know,
oh, they dropped the new shit. Yeah, did the new shit come out? Look, like, oh yeah, they've been working on it, so they just dropped it on us.
Come on, how else? Man. You know, there's no other way for them to.
Come on, you know. Man. Come on.
So, anyways, listen. I just want to take a quick victory lap. All right. So at the start of 2024, first off, I think it's insane. It was only a year ago. It was December something. It was mid-December, end of December. I think it was like December 20th that Tim Ferriss published the interview that I did with him. So that was one year ago. Huh? That feels like it was 3 years ago, four years ago. So that's wild. And I think, you know, not only just for me, I think that was a very big moment for the domain industry. I think that was probably the largest or highest profile exposure that the domain industry has ever gotten beyond a surface level. Oh, this domain name sold for some big name and, you know, somebody paid a squatter. You know what I mean? Like we've never really had anything beyond surface level exposure in the mainstream. And I think that interview really got into the depths and some of the nuance of the domain industry and gave it a perspective that I think a story that hasn't been told. And I'm not just bloviating about this. This is feedback that we've gotten. The number of people that have come to us and said, wow, I never thought about domains that way. That was so enlightening to me. I can't even describe to you the number of people that have reached out to us, you know, both with business to do as well as just a comment that, you know, hey, wow, this was a total shift in perspective in the way I thought about domains. Hey, wow, thank you so much. This caused me to go out and get the domain for my company. This caused me to go out and get, you know, whatever. So I think that was a really important moment, and that was exactly 1 year ago. And so much has happened. I remember when we did the interview, we were just sort of discussing. He asked me, you know, what do you think about these .ai domain names? And I remember it was like, this was just, now granted, people started investing in .ai domain names in 2017, 18, you know, there was an undercurrent of domain investors, smart domain investors that got in when the prices were low and they built a portfolio. Now, I personally, and the reason I didn't do that, and you know, look, I definitely, no question about it, I left money on the table not investing in a bunch of these early on. But I don't like carrying investments that have a high carrying cost. And those things were new at, you know, $200 a year or something. And so you start building a portfolio of those, it gets real expensive real quick. And so I look at that as a liability. I don't like liabilities. I like assets. And so, you know, that was my justification, right or wrong. But what happened was in 2023, you started having people go all in on .ai domain names, domain investors, not end users. And it was the domain investors that were leading the charge, and they were paying crazy prices. What I would say are end user or even beyond end user prices for .ai domains. They were basically valuing them one-to-one with .coms. I was being told by guys like Andy Booth and others on X that, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. You're like a dinosaur that doesn't know the meteor already struck. And you make
that's
your
actually
money in .com.
Come on, man. I use that.
And so, you know, it was like,
where it's necessary.
Listen, man, I got shit on left and right. I never, you know, not that I've ever given a shit about people trying to shit on me. I don't think any of that shit ever stuck. But nonetheless, people were trying to take their own victory laps and saying, oh, .ai, it's the new .com. We're in a new paradigm. .ai is taking over the world and everybody's going to want .ai domains and .com won't even matter anymore. And it's like, if you stop smoking your own bullshit and you just thought about this scenario deeply from a first principle standpoint, it was so obvious that what I said from day one, the first time I ever talked on this podcast about AI domain names, was spot on. And that is, if AI becomes ubiquitous, then .ai becomes redundant. And it really is that simple. When every company in the world, when the pizza parlor down the street is using AI to figure out what the most popular pizza is or create the new, you know, pizza of the week or to manage their customer, you know, communications, or then there's nobody except a handful of companies that are true blood. All they do is provide AI tools. Most of those are going to be B2B companies, by the way. And so the domain name is less important than a consumer facing company. But if all you do is produce hardware or software in the AI industry, then there is maybe an argument to be made for owning a .ai domain name. I would say that that argument is only valid in the first couple of years of your life. And once you grow up and you take the training wheels off, you need to upgrade to a .com like everybody else. But even if we ignore that argument for a second and we just say, all right, unless you are a pure play AI company, you're not just a AI enabled company, then how many of those are there and how many do we need, right? There's only going to be, if I'm being generous, there's probably 100 of those in the world a year from now, 3 years from now, okay? There's probably 100 of them, maybe less. Okay, pure AI companies, not consumer tech, consumer SaaS, consumer whatever, empowered by AI. Those companies don't need .ai. Those companies only need .ai today when they're trying to raise money and it's basically a scam to get VCs to give you money because they think they're betting on AI, even though all you are is just a repurposed SaaS company that's enabled by AI, okay? Which a shocking number of those companies that are now on .ai domain names. And I guarantee you, 98%, 99% of them will not exist a year from now, 3 years from now. Not being harsh, just being honest, just telling you what is the actual facts on the ground. And so here we are now, 2025, January, I call it 1 year ago from when I first started telling everybody, look, be very careful where you start throwing all this money at .ai domains. There's only going to be, if you're Andy Booth, you're paying, you know, mid six figures, or I don't even know what, I think you paid seven figures for one of these domains, but you're buying crazy prices, home.ai, art.ai. You have no chance, or you have a snowball's chance in hell of getting your money out of that domain, because you're betting that one of those 50 to 100 pure play AI companies is ever going to step up and say, I want to be home.ai, and I'm going to go pay, you know, you paid $1 million. If you're not selling it for 5 million or 10 million, you know, that's a poor allocation of capital, because you could be making a 5 or a 10X in .coms. And if you're Andy Booth, you were really good at making a 5 or a 10X in .coms. So it's a poor allocation of capital. And everybody else that followed that trend, most of them lost money. The ones that had the portfolios early on, the Rick Kirkendalls of Namecheap, he built that portfolio from 2015 to 2019. That portfolio cost him nothing except renewals. And so, yes, he made a killing selling lots of these things for 15 grand, 25 grand, 30 grand, lots of them. No problem. But if you're paying 10 grand, 15 grand, 25 grand, 30 grand for something that you think is going to be the next killer .ai domain, it was a losing strategy. And here we are, January 2025. And I would say it is now proven that that's a losing strategy. So, you know, we just had, you know, Andy capitulate. I think it might have even been art.ai. He sold it for like, I don't know, 5 grand or 10 grand more than he paid for it, which I call capitulation. That's just a, you know, a way of saying, yup, I made a mistake. And he's like, oh, I did it because I want to perpetuate AI's adoption. I'm doing it for the people. Shut up. I love you, Andy, but like, just shut up. You know what I'm saying? Like
for the culture. Look,
Charlie Tuna said it. I'm not Mother Teresa, right? And what he meant by that is we're in business. And the job in business is not to make friends. The job in business is not to support your neighbor. The job in business is to make a profit. You're not here to make a profit. What the fuck are you doing? Go spend time with your family. You know what I mean? Go support your church. Do something productive that isn't seeking a profit. If you're here in business and you're saying, I'm a businessman, and you're fucking banging on this keyboard, you better be doing it in the pursuit of profit. Otherwise, you're a scammer or a liar. You're at least lying to yourself. So with all that said,
preach. Tell them.
I am saying all of this not to pound my chest and tell you how great I am. I'm doing this for the benefit of all those domain investors that made bad choices or even thought about making bad choices and following that trend. .com is king. .com ain't going nowhere. Long live .com. That is where the money is, and that's where the money will be.
Nowhere.
And you want to be where the money is and where the money will be. Everything else is a flash in the pan. It's not the AI. AI is going to eat the world. AI is the most important. AI and Bitcoin are the two most important things to happen in our lifetimes. However, It doesn't mean I need a .Bitcoin domain name to participate in Bitcoin. It doesn't mean I need a .AI domain name to participate in AI. Point and case. When a Dharmesh, who is a notorious buyer of super premium domain names, the guy understands domain names probably better than any other end user out there, okay? He literally launched A.AI. He literally builds AI agents. Okay, we sold an agent.com for a lot of money because he understood that if you want to be a serious business, you need a .com. If you're anything but .com, you're not serious. Okay, I'll end it there. That's it. Literally, that's point in case. I don't need to even say more. Dharmesh said it himself by buying agent.com. Okay, now, that's the victory lap. Looking forward, looking forward. I want to highlight one single thing, and then I'm going to turn over the mic to everybody else who wants to talk. But the one single thing, and I think that this, if you don't listen to anything else that gets said on this podcast, I personally believe this is the single most important thing to look out for in 2025 and beyond in the world of domain names. AI is going to change everything about the software world. AI is going to change everything about the way startups are built, the way startups are operated, the number of employees a startup needs, the way that startups get funded, how much money they need to build the business, the iterations of capital raising. It's all going to change with AI. And as if we extrapolate out what that means, particularly as what does it mean for domain names, where we're going to get to is that you're going to need roughly 10% of the warm bodies in your company. Maybe that's not tomorrow, but I would say it happens over the course of the next year or two. If you only need 10% of those warm bodies, and if developer skills becomes a commodity, and if anybody with any amount of resources and skills can basically build an equivalent piece of software, then there no longer is a moat around these various businesses, whether it's SaaS, whether it's a consumer product, whether it doesn't matter. Okay, maybe there's some variation and nuance in each of these industries, but for the most part, it's going to be much more difficult to build a moat around your business. And so what that means is that from a competitive standpoint, from a strategic standpoint of how do I compete in a market in which my product or service is a commodity, and anybody else, if I start making a margin, somebody else is going to come in and compete away my margin because that's what happens in a free market, then the only way to distinguish yourself and create a competitive advantage is going to be your brand. And the only way to dominate on brand is with a .com domain name that is memorable, easy to spell, easy to communicate, and really resonates with people. Okay. I love the word resonate. It means so much. Anyways.
Good one. Good word. I'm just your hype man right
really
now, man. I mean,
premium domain names. These premium .com domain names are going to become more valuable than you can possibly imagine, in my opinion. Now, everything else I said up to that point, I don't think is an opinion. I think it's fact. But whether or not that's going to create massive, value in domains, anybody's guess. My guess is that it is going to do that. I think that we are going to see a parabolic rise in the value, not of all domain names. If you've got joeysbagofdonuts.com, don't expect the value of your domain name to go parabolic. Okay, it ain't going to happen. Okay, you're still waiting for the fat cop to show up and say, oh, this is going to be my retirement project. All right? That ain't where it's at. Where it's at okay. is super ultra premium.com domain names. The things that are irreplaceable. The thing is not a commodity. Because when everything else is commoditized, when the people are commoditized, when the skill sets are commoditized, when the information is commoditized, when the ability to code is commoditized, when all of that is a commodity, the only thing that's not is your brand. And the only way to dominate on your brand, as I said before, is a premium.com. It has to be easy to spell, easy to remember. It has to be something you feel is cool. It has to be something that people communicate to their friends and family. It has to be something you drive by on a billboard at 60 miles an hour and you remember it. The radio test is going to be more important than ever for a variety of reasons, because of verbal AI and because of a whole bunch of different reasons, confusion, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I'm telling you that the only moat that is going to exist in startup land, in corporate land, in products and services, again, maybe it's not next week, but it's in the course of this next year. You're going to see this development. And I guarantee you, going beyond that, it's going to be all about brand. Okay. All this stuff. So you go out and you raise $10 million today, then the math is maybe that company is going to spend half a point to 1.5 points of their capital raise to buy their exactbrandmatch.com if they can afford it. I think that will go to 5% and then it'll go to 10%. And I think it could eventually end up at 20 or 25%. Again, not tomorrow, not next week, probably not next year. But over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, I think that's where we're going to land. And it's not because the GDP is going to go up by 20X. It's not because these industries are going to go up by 20X. It's because the only way to be competitive in any industry is going to be on brand. Because for the most part, the execution part, yes, you need talent, especially in leadership. But all the other stuff, all the other components are going to be commoditized. And we're already starting to see the downsizing. Meta is downsizing, right? If you're woke, you go broke. And so all these companies are downsizing. They're getting rid of people because these people are a commodity. I hate to say that, but that's what it is. And so I think domain names are going to become, the Thor's hammer of the business world. And I think the value that's going to be placed on that is going to rise very rapidly. And so, you know, be conscious of that. You know, go through your inventory, figure out what you got, figure out what are your best names. You know, maybe you want to discount the other stuff, but the best names you got, if they meet the description of what I just described, you know, I think you got a bright future.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
First of all, you summed it up. I actually wrote that down as like commodity. And then like 2 seconds later, like you're commodity, because they will all look the same, right? I mean, like you gotta think, how many problems do we need solved in our life? Right. Obviously there's taxes and tax software, right? But like the problems are there. Like, you know, this new technology is finding a new solution for them. I lost my train of thought now. I actually ask people when I talk to them about, well, let me get my train of thought. I completely lost it.
No, it's all good. But
I do have conversations like that with people.
Yeah, but reiterating the piece about, look, so much is going to be commoditized. The brand is really where the value is. And also, I think, again, this is some of the stuff we talked about offline about trends and things, is that there's so much noise out there, right? And what we're going to see, you know, whether it's through AI search or just, you know, web search in general or whatever it is to cut through the noise and the optionality and to avoid being scammed and defrauded and all that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, you're going to want to, you know, it's a curation. It's going to be, you know, funneling to the, you know, sort of the providers, the platforms, the products, the services, the companies and the brands that are truly legit. And those are ultimately going to be represented by the best domain names, because that's, you know, with the cream rising to the top. And it's reflective of the fact that when you have a company that has their bestinclass.com premium domain name, you know, that immediately instills trust and market leadership, thought leadership, and, you know, and positioning. I mean, it's
trust. Really, trust is the currency of the internet. It is trust. If you look around the internet and you say, oh, there's value over here, there's value over there, all of that value from a first principle, if you what is it called in math when you reduce a fraction?
You mean
all of the value on the internet is derived from trust.
Yeah.
It's all.
I know what you mean.
Trust is the currency of the internet. And domain names are the first point of contact. First impressions or lasting impressions. First point of contact with your consumer, with your investor, with that outbound email you're sending, with whatever it is. Your first point of contact today in business is with a domain name, whether it's your website or it's an email or it's a billboard, whatever it is. Your first point of contact is the domain name. And so that is where the value lies.
I was saying the price and domain name. So I talked to them about the evolution of the last couple of years, right? More and more companies are only online. And that's part of the reasons why people, like companies, are starting to see the value of a domain as an asset. And I'll ask them, like, listen, like, how do people interact with you? And they're like, online. I'm like, exactly the point. Yeah. Like, this is your storefront today. And that analogy helps them. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You know,
every dollar that leaves the commercial real estate industry is being accrued to the digital real estate because the principles are identical. People don't get it. But the difference is that we don't have credit yet. We don't have credit in the domain name industry in the same way we have credit and leverage in the commercial real estate industry. Nobody blinked at paying $20 million a month in rent, you know, for a Tiffany store on Fifth Avenue in New York across from the park. Of course that made sense. But, you know, if you're the marketing guy, if you're the lawyer, the people inside corporate America, they say, oh yeah, of course that makes sense. If we want to be a luxury brand, we need to have a storefront there. And that language has just translated to the digital world. Okay. COVID changed everything.
Yep.
It shifted people's mentality, or at least it began that change where they started to realize that their office is not, you know, it's not your office. It's not your retail store. You know, it's funny. We have this antique store. I was just thinking about this like 2 days ago, right down the street on my way to my gym. I walked by this antique store and I love going there. He'd always have these just funny little weird esoteric things. And I'd pop in there all the time, at least once, twice a week, pop in, just check things out. I'm a collector. I like collecting weird stuff. So I pop in, and today, since maybe 6 months, the store's not even open. There's just a big sign in the window. It says there's a QR code and there's a domain name. And it says, if you are interested in any of our things, go to the online store or scan this QR code, download our app, and you can bid online in our daily auctions.
Wow.
The store is just there to... The store is now a storage. That's all it is.
Right.
This is on one of the main streets in Lisbon, one of the probably a pretty expensive piece of retail storefront. And yet they don't even open the store anymore because their business is online. Because instead of just addressing the market of local people like me that walk by the store, now they're addressing a global market. And so all the money that people used to spend to buy or lease or mortgage a big piece of commercial real estate, whether it's your warehouse, your office, your storefront, your retailer, it doesn't matter anymore. Or at least it doesn't matter as much as your domain name because your audience, your biggest audience is online.
I think that's where the industry, I say industry, but all the communication in the industry, right, needs to come to this message versus like, and I never liked it. Oh, it's a premium domain. You know, it doesn't resonate. When you get into this message, because I hear it on with people I talk to, I mean, I bring that up all the time. Hey, here's the trend with domains and why they're increasing in value. And by the way, your risk and reward, your risk is not the price you pay. The risk is the what you can sell this for. Quick sale, you sell to wholesale. So maybe you lose 40%, right? If you hold it, maybe you double your money. But the opportunity is this. And then I go back to the reason why the reason why there is an increase in the market and understanding domains is that this is the location that your customers interact with you. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
I use Adobe. I don't go to their storefront, right? I mean, I use all the different softwares we use. All I have is their site.
And do you care what their headquarters looks like?
No, I could care less. Yeah.
Do you care how big the land is around their headquarters?
No.
Does that influence your?
I want it to be easy, and I don't want to be spammed with.
That's it.
And you know, it. so
So, I mean, security is huge.
Would you trust them if they were on a .io?
I trust them as a commodity, and I'll only pay so much. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like there's 50 different services out there. I just, you know, you look for the one, it comes back to brand. You know, it's commodity. What are you going to pay? For the big ones, I want to see, brand equity and belief in what they're building. And, you know, that comes, you know, belief is a big thing. We could tell you stories, war stories of owners who own like .co's and ., you know, these things. They're just looking to pass it, right? Hey, I'm looking to sell this. But I think security is going to be huge. It'll always be big. Security alone justifies most domain sales because, you know, with increase in spam, the increase in cyber attacks, like owning the .com protection.
I think when you talk about security, there's the two aspects, right? You've got one at the company level where if you don't own the .com domain, you know, you're going to have email leakage. You're going to have all sorts of security holes and different kinds of things. And then the flip side is on the customer side, right? I mean, then you're opening yourself up to where your customers, people that want to use you and your services, not only are they going to have a harder time finding you, but then they potentially could be scammed by the fact that they think they're doing business with you. They're trying to send you emails. They're trying to contact you. They might be sending their own sensitive information to you because whatever the role is and whatever the business is, but it's not getting to you because there's somebody else has the domain. I mean, it creates an enormous security hole.
Well, I think back to that, I forget what domain it was, but they were on a .xyz and they moved to the .com. Wasn't the best .com, but their email deliverability increased, i.e. their conversion increased because what these new utilities. One trend I do see, I've seen it lately, I don't know how big of a trend it is, but I do see startups using what newer TLD, right? Like .now, .whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be a big wake up call when they realize all these issues. And that once again, kind of goes back to what you're saying, Drew. It's like, you know, you're going to pay one way or the other.
That's it. You're going to pay the piper.
You're going to pay one way or the other. Well, yeah. I mean, and for some, I mean, you know, we've dealt with situations where something like DocuSign, for example, right? We couldn't send DocuSign to a client because they were using a domain that was, their email was a random TLD, you know, and because of that, we couldn't send them the contract. And it's like, oh, well, is that that big of a deal? Or eventually maybe it'll fix itself. And it's like, as it catches up. But it's like, if simple stuff like that is a problem, it's like, why do you even want to, you know, that's another issue that you got to deal with. I mean, it's funny because we sit here and we're pounding on the drum of like, the, you know, premium.com domains. And we're like, you know, why? But at the end of the day, it's like, this isn't just like, oh, hey, here's what we think. It's not like we're rooting for a team. Like, I root for the Philadelphia Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go Birds. We just won our playoff game this past weekend. We got another one coming up this weekend against the Rams. It's going to be a tough game. But it's not like we're just picking a team to pick a team. I mean, this is based on facts, and it's just funny when you get into these kind of dialogue and arguments. And more often than not, anybody that's on a different side is really just trying to pump up like bags that they are, you know, speculating and hoping that that can turn into a big, you know, sort of windfall for them. Like, oh, I bought all these random domains that I'm hoping will have value, you know, like this whole, the Web3 stuff and some of the other kind of stuff. And, you know, that's another interesting thing. So let's pivot really quick. Cause I do think we saw, you know, and people don't even like to use the term Web3 as much anymore because, you know, obviously there was this big bubble that happened with all of the, with NFTs and other kind of stuff, but but I think we saw some really neat advancements with a few of the companies and, you know, full disclaimer, you know, Drew is invested in D3, invested in Unstoppable. But I think both of those companies did some really interesting stuff, and we had both of them on in various capacities when Unstoppable is a sponsor, talking about the things that they're doing. But what I love about both of their approaches for both of these companies is that, you know, they're recognizing the need to tie it to the legacy domain system to kind of sort of bridge the gap between Web 2 and Web 3 to find the real value, the real utility, and the real opportunity. So, you know, I think that was another trend that we saw in the domain space this year was that, you know, it's sort of like a coming home or a reconciling and a recognition of the fact that, you know, any of these new naming systems that, you know, involve cool new tech and stuff like that, that are going to have the opportunity to provide some neat value and some really cool, you know, functionality, But, you know, this coming home to recognizing that, you know, they need ICANN accreditation as a baseline, DNS, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, Drew, any thoughts on that particular piece?
No.
All right, well, fine, man. I was just saying. Anyway, you don't feel like...
Look, I think it's just another piece of the puzzle. I think that there's going to be a lot of trends happening, emerging in 2025. A lot of things that we talked about in 2023, 2024, they're going to come to a head in 2025. And not to get political, but, you know, we've seen a very constrained business environment. People were sitting on record amounts of cash, investors and corporations, because nobody could see into the future. Nobody knew what was coming next. And it was kind of like, we've just been in this punishing environment where everybody was told, well, you're a capitalist, you're a terrible person. Oh, you know, you're an investor, you're a terrible person. It was just this guilt trip of, you know, everybody's worried about DEI and nobody's worried about the bottom line. And what, I'm not even a Donald Trump fan. I don't even personally really love Trump. I've never really liked him. But I love the idea of him surrounding himself with a bunch of the world's top entrepreneurs and thinkers and assembling a team from both sides of the aisle, from all different, you know, spaces, and saying, let's attack big government. Let's shrink government. Let's try and balance the budget. Let's create an environment that is pro-business. Let's pro-growth. Like, I don't know how you could be against that. Whether he is successful in executing that is anybody else's guess. But at least that's what he says he wants to do. And that's what this team seems to really want to do. And so you have to be for that. And if you're not for that, you're anti-American. You're literally a socialist. You are a bad person. You literally are a bad person if you don't believe in that message. I'm not saying if you're not a Republican, you're bad. No, I'm not a Republican. But if you're not for that message, you're anti-American. If you're not for that message, you're anti-capitalism. And if you're anti-business, anti-capitalism, and anti-America, you're a socialist at best. So what we're seeing on the ground, boots on the ground, is the CEOs of the world's largest companies, the founders of the hottest startups, the people that we speak to sell the world's most valuable domain names, the people that we speak to that hire us to go out and acquire some of the world's most valuable domain names for their companies. These are the people that really are holding the checkbooks of the world. And what we are seeing is that these people are elated with this new administration coming in because they know we're entering a pro-business environment where they can feel confident in investing in their business. They can feel confident in investing for the future. And so we are already seeing that unlock an enormous amount of investment into brand and domain names. I think if you lens and you look out broader, you're seeing a massive amount of incoming investment. You've seen, I can't remember the names of who, but, you know, different people that have come up and publicly stated that they're going to make Masasan, for example, $200 billion. Publicly stating that they're going to make massive investments into America, into technology, into innovation, into the future of their businesses. This is pent-up demand that was being restrained by an anti-business environment. And now we're going to, whatever you believe, it doesn't matter. Put the politics aside. What's done is done. What we're entering into is a pro-business environment, and that is going to be good for domains. Here, full stop. You're going to benefit whether you like this administration or you don't. You're in the domain business. You're going to benefit from this administration because it's going to give business leaders the confidence to make these investments. And all of that is going to benefit domains.
Boom. Mic drop.
Yeah. I mean,
boom. That.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look, I'm
excited. If you guys couldn't tell, I'm excited. I think 2025 is going to be an amazing year. Now, I do think that there's going to be some serious. It's going to be messy. It's not going to be a straight shot, clean. You know, right up the hill. It's going to get ugly. I think there's going to be some major events that go down geopolitically, economically. I mean, look, this LA fire alone is probably going to push some of the largest insurance companies and even more importantly, reinsurance companies to the brink. And that is going to have a massive domino effect with banks and with consumer credit and with consumer spending. And, it's going to force the federal government to intervene, which is going to mean a lot of money in printing. That's going to be great for the value and price of domain names. It's going to be great for the value and the price of Bitcoin. But it's not going to be great for the average person at home and the cost of their eggs and milk. But it is going to be very good for business. And so I'm not saying it's going to be easy year. It's going to be a smooth year. But it's going to be a great year for domain names. And that is something I am very confident about.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I think you're right. I think, look, we live in the real world where, you know, we have political views and, you know, it's and politics, unfortunately, especially this past election year, has proven to get really messy. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it's so contentious. But, you know, reality is reality. I think we saw, you know, the SEC was extremely sort of, you know, hostile to especially crypto companies, you know, lack of clarity. Seem to, you know, sort of single out and kind of pick on folks and, you know, without.
I will, you know, yeah.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that, that with all the shit coinery, there needs to be some.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There has to, you know, somewhere in the middle is probably the right answer. You know,
yeah. But if you look at the way that they approached a lot of companies, companies would even ask for
way overstepped his mandate. He was not acting in accordance with what he was meant to do, but I would say that he maintained throughout that the Bitcoin was a commodity and that everything else was a security. And the God's honest truth, I believe that. Because even though I have been a fan of some of this shit in the past, the more I understand, the more educated I become, in my old age, my gray beard, I have come to understand that all of it is just a scam. Is it literally, this is no other, you know. Well, there's no there. There's no substance. There isn't. Sorry. It's not even a debate. No, stop. It's not a debatable thing. This isn't. I have had this discussion with some of the smartest people in the crypto industry. Some of the people that are building billion-dollar companies on top of Ethereum or Solana. Great. These are all great things. And I'm glad people are building these things because they're advancing innovation and technology. And some of these things that actually become successful features will, in the future, become a feature of Bitcoin on a layer two. But, which is actually what I expect we're going to see in 2025. I think that's one of the stories you're going to see in 2025 is that all of the successful features of any of these other L1s in the cryptocurrency space, they're actually just going to become a feature of Bitcoin on an L2. But that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah.
I do think that the SEC, you know, will be good for domain names. Because the SEC will now basically allow all this shitcoinery and rug pulls and, you know, it won't be as crackdown on the environment, you know, the way it was with Gensler. And so people, unfortunately, I think that's going to unleash a shit show of, you know, fraudulent and scammy projects in the crypto space. But they're all going to need a domain name. And so we'll benefit from that. And I love taking some Fugazi money.
Well, time out, man.
You got that Fugazi money?
You're talking
come
like
give me some.
You're talking like a true Bitcoin maxi, but I mean, I think there's, you know, look, I think there's
you mean an intelligent human being?
I think
I'm pretty sure the two things are like
synonymous. Yeah, they're like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, but I mean, I think, look, calling out certain NFT projects that actually had utility. I mean, I think there's a difference. There's nuance there, man. I mean, I think that not everything is, you know, I understand what you're saying as far as, hey, you know, the shitcoinery and, you know, even going back to like when all the ICOs and sort of like then that continued sort of type of behavior and, you know, then you got into some of like meme coins and a lot of this stuff where it's like, really, what is the, you know, and
NFTs is a little different. There are scams there, but the NFT itself is the deliverable, right? By definition, these are non-fungible, right? And when we're talking about a cryptocurrency, by definition, it is fungible, right? And so if somebody's willing to pay X, it doesn't matter what their motivation is, but if somebody's willing to pay X for Y, you're creating a deliverable. There's an exchange of there's an honest
when you
exchange.
Have projects, they promise, oh, the things going to keep going up and up and all that bullshit.
But that's actually a different conversation. That's got nothing to do with cryptocurrency or that's just fraud, right? That's just that we already have a definition of that.
And I guess what I'm trying to do is let's sort of recenter this a little bit because we're trying to focus on domains. We're talking about, you know, going to...
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying this is good for domains because all those rug pull projects are going to need domain names. And, you know, that's good for domains.
And I'm with you.
It'll be good.
We're open for business.
We will take your money. It's not good for humanity. It's not good for, you know, global GDP, but it's good for domains.
And we can find Trump's got shitcoin. No. Doesn't Trump have like, or he has an NFT project or two? I mean, he's got a lot going on.
Trump loves shitcoins. Trump. He got all kinds of coins and NFT shitcoins.
You know, anyway, hey, Matthew, since you've been kind of quiet, you know, what about you? So let's talk either whether it's a trend that you saw in 2024 that we haven't talked about that you think is interesting or something that you're kind of excited or looking, you know, expecting to see going into 2025. What do you got? What's on your mind?
It's tough to be like on this, on like with you guys specifically, because I'm with like the OGs, the best of the best here. And anytime that I want to get an edge in, a word in edgewise, it's like everybody's already taken it, dissected it way better than me. So maybe next year I'll have a better chance. But that's one of the things I'm looking forward to in 2025, getting more of a edgewise in and figuring out how to jump in and interrupt. I think one of the trends that we saw, and Drew and Chris both touched on it, was the whole .ai trend. And I think one of the things that's cool about what we do, and kind of sum it up what Drew is saying and what you were saying as well, with you know, we're not just, you know, picking a team and rooting for it. Like, we have that knowledge on the back end, being brokers, helping people sell these domains. We get to see firsthand what sells, what doesn't sell, who's interested in selling, what they're interested in selling for. And, you know, we're seeing a big trend that we saw this year towards from summer to now, and then probably into the beginning of 2025 even more, is that a lot of these people who started their business on a .ai are now shifting over to the .com. And it's for all the reasons that we talked about. It's for the security, for their brand security, because what they have for sale is a commodity. What they are is a commodity. And in order to secure that, not only for emails, not only for anything else, for that security, they have to buy the .com. They're forced to, whether they want to or not. If they want to survive, they're going to buy the .com. So we're seeing that big trend, and I think it's definitely going to continue. And it's going to continue with what Chris was saying, you know, all these other, you know, smaller TLDs popping up. They're just two steps behind .ai. They'll eventually get to the same spot where they're shifting over for the .com, and we're going to be there to help them get it.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, you know, definitely boots on the ground. So it is interesting. You know, we obviously, have it, you know, very unique insight to be able to see this kind of stuff as it's playing out in real time, which is cool. So,
but a lot of the big sales happened because of connections this last year, right? And they happened because someone was out there to break the worldview. I'll just say the I'm not going to talk about our domains because we have had some big ones, but just the, like, let's just look at the chat.com one, right? That sale could not have happened without Dharmesh, right? Mm-hmm. He was the one. Now, he bought it, and then this is what I read. But he then sold it to ChatGPT. I didn't see exactly what he sold it for, but you needed him to get to that point, to break their worldview, to show them the value, to structure that deal. I don't think that would have happened without him. A lot of the deals that we've done could not have happened without us. You know, there's a process to help companies see the value. There's a process to have to break their worldview. My view of selling is worldview, self-view, roadmap. Drew can do this in one email. It takes me, you know, maybe an email, a conversation, but like their worldview has to align to see a domain as an asset, to see the domain as the true value. And if you look at the biggest sales, we should look at ours. I mean, we did a lot of big sales last year. It came down to, I wouldn't want to say crushing their worldview because that looks negative, but helping them to see the proper worldview of why their domain is the biggest risk and opportunity.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a great point. And, you know, obviously we're behind the curtain. So, but yeah, some of our biggest sales this year don't happen without us being involved, right? And I think that's, you know, a testament to us, which is cool. So obviously, you know, we could be like, oh, we're so awesome. Like, but it's really true. And we really saw it this year with some of the biggest deals that we did. And I think that to me is cool because it validates, you know, the value that we bring. And you know, which is also good because, you know, hey, we got to continue to keep the lights on. And if we're not good at what we do, then that's going to be harder and harder. Right. I think that absolutely. And I think you're right. You know, you realize too, how individual folks such as Dharmesh, you know, can really shift sort of even public perception across almost an entire industry, right? I mean, like his involvement in the chat.com situation where, and I was trying to look and see, now I don't know if he acquired it for 15 mil or he sold it for 15 mil.
It was all over Twitter at one point or X.
Yeah, but I know that was sort of a somewhere, at least that's
I don't remember the details. My interpretation of what actually went down was in listening to Dharmesh himself, not all the armchair quarterbacks, is I believe that he bought it for, I think, just slightly less than 15 million. And then I believe that he sold it to OpenAI in a deal that it was primarily stock.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I think that I know that he was trying to get into the first, second round investment into an AI. He wasn't able to get in. And I believe that he used chat.com as his entree into getting, you know, equity in OpenAI. And so I believe that's how it went down. He doesn't need the money. So what he needs is, you know, the inside track to get the equity.
Yeah. Well, what I think is obviously super cool is that you've seen some of the, you know, the biggest AI platforms all went and got their matching.com domain, including grok.com. Yeah. Including chat.com.
Just to highlight a little point, little, you know, wealth education point for all of our listeners. What that actually highlights, that transaction with Dharmesh and my interpretation of what may have gone down, what that highlights is everybody out there who's chasing money, that's a false god. What you want is assets. So money is just a ways to a means, because the money is a melting ice cube. All right. The money is all but worthless. The money is worth what it's worth in any given moment, what you can buy with it. That's it. It has no other value. In any given moment that you need the money to buy something, whatever amount of money is required to achieve that ends, value of the money. The money has no value beyond that. You should never be chasing money. You should start with what it is you want and figure out how to make the amount of money you need to get that. Because money is only a ways to a means. And I swear to God, that sounds like bullshit. And I never believed it. And I chased money a lot of my life. But I can tell you that the money is a headache. Money is not something to be worshipped. Money is not something to be chased. Money is a ways to a means. And so what you're looking for is great assets. And so if you've got a great asset, don't trade it for money unless that money is going to help you get something else that's worth more to you. Money is a ways to a means. The goal is assets and health. And so that's where you should use money. That's the only thing money is good for, is first, cover your expenses. Second, get things you need. Third, invest in your health.
I think that's a great point. And whether the means,
Dharmesh doesn't need to sell chat.com for 25 million after he paid 15 million for it. That incremental $10 million does nothing. It doesn't change his life. It doesn't do anything for him or anybody else with that type of resources. But the opportunity to be a part of what could be one of the biggest, AI companies, one of the most important companies in the world, could end up being one of the largest companies in the world. The opportunity to be a part of that and what the fringe benefits are for him and some of his businesses that may correlate or, you know, partner with them, and the opportunities that arise from, you know, the other people that are involved in that company and the investors, et cetera, that is worth a lot more. That is basically him spending $15 million to have that opportunity. He sold that domain name, in my opinion, in my interpretation. He didn't sell it for money. He sold it for the opportunity to be a part of something. Maybe that has a financial gain on the back end of it, but I don't think that's why he did it. It's not about money. It's got nothing to do with money.
That's actually a really cool observation. And I like that, you know, you got deep on it, and you're right. And look, quality of life in itself is that, you know, means of which, you know, money can get you to where, you know, the quality of life that you seek, and, you know, or what it is that you need to own to feel fulfilled and all that kind of stuff, or life experiences or education for your kids or whatever it is. Or like you said, your health. I love the line about, you know, money is a melting ice cube. You know, it's pretty interesting. Like especially when you think about fiat. You know, yeah. And especially
I stole that from Michael Saylor.
Okay, because I love that. That's super cool. Because especially fiat currency is really a melting ice cube, right? And it's the kind of thing where, you know, which is why obviously we're, you know, digital asset maxis, we're domain maxis, we're Bitcoin maxis, you know, you know, and then other assets too. I mean, I think that's, you know, a lot of people that I know that are successful, you know, they've invested their money well into things that generate passive income and mailbox money, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I think that's a super cool way to kind of frame it. And I think that's a good way to kind of get to where we're about to wrap this one up for this show. So I'll give you guys, anybody else have anything to add or throw in before we call it? But I think we got about 5 minutes left, but otherwise we're running up on time.
No, I mean, I would just say, hey, you know, download my book if you haven't already. If you're looking for something good, I mean, listen, this is a wealth of information here. You know, all these, you know, these thoughts we have go deep. You know, it's how you sell domains. But more importantly, how you get deals done. And that was just my point, is like, you know, even if we didn't do any outbound, the value that we bring is like significant and essential to the deals that we've done. You don't see the back end. You know, reach out to Media Options. If you got a great domain, love to help you acquire a domain.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think this year about, you know, one of the top years where it's like, and we probably should follow back up with a couple of our clients to the extent that we, you know, can disclose anything or whatever about, you know, testimonials and stuff, I guess. You know, we're always so discreet with kind of how we do things and careful and, you know, we don't even do the thing where we talk about deals that we can't talk about, you know, because other folks will do that. And I'm not picking on anybody, but, you know, some people, that's their jam. We don't really even do that. And because it's just not how we roll. But this year would be the kind of year where, you know, I think our clients would really cheerlead for us and just, you know, not just the effort, but the results. Because it was just, you know, 2024 was a banger. It was pretty awesome. And credit to all you guys.
I mean, I just got distracted. But, did you say, I mean, 2024 was our best year ever?
Yeah. I don't know if we said that, but it was from a revenue 2024, standpoint.
Record year, best year ever.
Well, and that's where I was
by a narrow margin. We beat out 2021 with it by a narrow margin. 2021, as a reminder, was the year that, you know, that was the year of free money, right? That was, I think, what was it? I think we created. I think of all of the money that has been created since the foundation of America in 1776, I believe we created 70% of all of the money between 2020 to 2022.
Yeah.
70% of all the money ever created in America was created in that 2 year period.
Yeah.
So, you know, 2021 was a hard year to beat because there was a lot of free money flowing around. People were paying whatever price for whatever asset. People were paying whatever price for whatever liability, in fact. So I actually deep down wasn't sure if we'd ever beat 2021, but we did. We just topped it.
Yeah.
And 2024 was a hell of a year. I don't like getting too big for my britches, but I think 2025 has a very good chance of beating 2024. In fact, I would say, you know, something really bad's got to happen for 2025 not to be a better year.
Knock on all the wood, you know, like let's keep any of that.
Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Exactly. Like Billy, cut it. Billy,
that's a wrap. Billy.
That's a wrap. Billy,
he's literally like, you know, the only one not on here as far as like our core team. And obviously we have some other folks who help and, you know, we've got some good people around.
Someday we got to get Billy, you know, bring on Billy and be like, all right, now just get, tell the audience, you know, your take from the sidelines of just watching us fools.
Yeah, well, he was on the Christmas show or the holiday show, and which was cool. But credit to all you guys. I mean, you know, we're not a big team, but we are nimble and we are focused and we work our asses off.
We are very effective. We are effective.
And most importantly, very, very effective. So it's just awesome. I appreciate you guys. You know, thankful for y'all and, you know, excited for what we've been able to accomplish up to this point and for what lies ahead. So I think that's a great way to close this thing out with some rah, rah, kumbaya, go media options team, media options, keeping it popping, buy low, sell high, you know, reaping the profits and, you know, bars. So, but yeah, man, anyway, listen, thank you guys for taking the time. Even Chris, man, I mean, with the book and stuff too, it's like, you know, you guys share a lot of information and put it out there in the universe, which I think is great, you know, and you realize how much, you know, we do share, on the show, off the show. I mean, you've got the stuff you do on LinkedIn as well. It's like, we're not hard to find. So hopefully this stuff will help some folks. And obviously if anybody needs any help, we're not hard to find. The good, the bad, the ugly, reach out, let us know what's up. If you don't like something that you heard on the show, remember, none of this is financial advice. If you don't like anything, put in a complaint and we'll get you back the money that you paid to watch the show. That's always, always an option. But for real, we just appreciate the audience, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We say it on every show, without you, there is no us. That was also another thing this year. And credit to Billy, too, because he does so much of the stuff for the Sherpa Show. We saw you know, pretty good jump in our audience size as far as listens and watches on the Domain Sherpa Show this year, which is a credit to just us.
Give us more feedback. I actually wish that we would get more feedback from the audience. I wish people would tell us, you know, like, hey, look, well, I'd love for you to bring on so-and-so guest, or love for you, you know, hey, I know this guy, he's got a great domain, or he's got a great story, or he's got a great, you know, introduce us. You know what I mean? Like,
Hit us up.
We want to engage more with you, our audience. Give us feedback. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Some people say, oh, I don't like it when you swear. Sorry, that's what you get. Some people said, you know, JT talks too much and interrupts people. We try to fix that shit.
There's so much you can do.
but we want your feedback. We do, and we do take it to heart. And where we can implement it, we do, try. And I think we've got some, you know, pretty. You know, I don't want to overpromise that, but I think, you know, we've got some good implementations and upgrades coming for Domain Sherpa in 2025. And so, you know, please engage with us. Let us know. Twitter is obviously the easiest place to do that, at Domain Sherpa, at Andrew Rosner, at J in the number 10 in bomb. Chris, what are you? Zyker_Chris.
I think that's it. Yeah.
And then you are Domain Prince. Is that you?
No, Matthew? I'm at Matthew Zyker.
He's like, look, I'm professional up in here. I got my full name.
We off that. Anyways, very exciting times. 2025 coming at you fast.
Yeah, that's it. All the way live in 2025.
Peace out, y'all.
So, to the audience, thank you guys so much again for tuning in. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. Take care.